Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is Luke chapter 1, verses 57 through 80. The Reverend Sean Denzer is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from Luke, the first chapter. Now the time came for Elizabeth to give birth, and she bore a son. And her neighbors and relatives heard that the Lord had showed great mercy to her, and they rejoiced with her. And on the eighth day they came to circumcise the child. And they would have called him Zechariah after his father. But his mother answered, "No, he shall be called John." And they said to her, "None of your relatives is called by this name." And they made signs to his father, inquiring what he wanted him to be called. And he asked for a writing tablet and wrote, "His name is John." And they all wondered. And immediately his mouth was opened and his tongue loosed, and he spoke, blessing God. And fear came on all their neighbors, and all these things were talked about through the whole hill country of Judea. And all who heard them laid them up in their hearts, saying, "What then will this child be?" For the hand of the Lord was with him. And his father Zechariah was filled with the Holy Spirit and prophesied, saying, "Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, for he hath visited and redeemed his people, and has raised up a horn of salvation for us in the house of his servant David, as he spoke by the mouth of his holy prophets from of old, that we should be saved from our enemies and from the hand of all who hate us, to show the mercy promised to our fathers, and to remember his holy covenant, the oath that he swore to our father Abraham, to grant us that we, being delivered from the hand of our enemies, might serve him without fear, in holiness and righteousness before him all our days. And you, child, will be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his ways, to give knowledge of salvation to his people in the forgiveness of their sins. Because of the tender mercy of our God, whereby the sunrise shall visit us from on high to give light to those who sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace." And the child grew and became strong in spirit, and he was in the wilderness until the day of his public appearance to Israel. O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
Forever, O Lord, your word is firmly set in the heavens.
The foundation of your house, and the place where your glory dwells.
Blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
Lord, have the habitation of your house, and the place where your glory dwells.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. The Church remembers many saints, but the Bible singles out two for special honor: St. Mary, whom all generations shall call blessed, and St. John, whose nativity we observe today. Among all men born of women, none is greater than John the Baptist. How to honor them? That, though, we learn from John's unsung and yet singing father, Zechariah. Now, Zechariah struggled to believe the angel's word was true. That he and his wife would conceive and have a child in their old age. And he was struck dumb for 9 months because of it. Imagine the time that he had alone in his thoughts. Imagine the astonishment and the joy, maybe embarrassment, when he saw his son growing in the womb and he knew that the angel's word was no lie. Imagine being the proud parent of the greatest man on earth. Yet, when John was born and the name scratched onto the tablet broke open the old priest's voice once more. Zechariah did not sing a song about the pride of fathers or the miracle of birth or the greatness of his son. Inspired by the Holy Spirit, he sang the Benedictus. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. At last, he could finally proclaim the benediction that he never had the chance to speak that fateful day in the temple. And he improvises a little bit. Not the Lord bless you, but blessed be the Lord. And let me tell you that he is the one who visits to work redemption. Zechariah sings in concert with all of the prophets before him from the beginning of the world that had been looking forward to that offspring promised to forefather Abraham. And in this hymn, Zechariah foreshadows the memorable words of his son, that I must decrease so that Christ may increase. To celebrate a feast in honor of John the Baptist aright, then, we must celebrate it far more in honor of Jesus Christ. Zechariah's great boy is merely the voice, the forerunner, the prophet. But Jesus is the prophet. Jesus is the Most High. And John would have it no other way. Now it's true, St. John, like all the saints of God, matters. The second half of the Benedictus directly addresses him. You, child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High. Jesus called John the greatest man ever to be born. And that's because John is the last of the Old Testament prophets. He's the last voice pointing forward to the Christ. He's the only one who gets the joy of saying, here he is, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. That is John's unique honor. Yet, Jesus said, the one who is least in the kingdom of God is greater than he. John's greatness is not self-serving. It's not self-honoring at all. His preaching serves the one who was before him. And it serves for the benefit of all who would come after him. That is, you. To give knowledge of salvation unto you, his people, by the forgiveness of your sins. The least in the kingdom of God, you and I, dear Christians, we are greater even than John in this sense. We know the Lord who not only has visited, but we also know the one who is crucified and who is risen, who has redeemed his people, who has worked and finished his salvation in this grand way by the forgiveness of sins through the tender mercy of God. Christ Jesus is the dayspring from on high who has visited us, brought light to darkness and brought us into peace with God through the forgiveness of our sins by his blood. John was not that light, but he bore witness to the true light who was coming into the world. How then should you commemorate so great a man as John? Honor him by decreasing along with him, so that Christ may be magnified. Honor John by loving his preaching of repentance for the forgiveness of sins in Christ. And above all, rejoice with Zechariah, should be the patron saint of lockdowns, who gives his confession of the God-man who has visited and redeemed us by his tender mercy. And so, find your place also among these saints, for you are sanctified in the knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for chapel. Today we pray for Deaconess Caitlin and Jean Carlos Ramirez, who serve the Lord in the Dominican Republic. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.